Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream.
So is the Austin market doing good?
We've talked about how great it is and how great it is and how great it is and how great it is. It has now broken records again.
Again.
The inventory, and it's not a good record theoretically, the inventory, which means how many homes are available for sale, is less than 1 month.
It did go negative 1 month.
It's so what does 0.9.
It say? It says
0.9. 0.9 months.
They probably had to do reprogramming to actually get that to put into the little data sheet.
Yeah, and it's in 0.9. So
really?
The zero seems to be bigger than the nine. So really? That amazes me.
Because so we have no homes out there.
No homes available, resale homes available. And this is the greater Austin area.
Right.
This isn't just Austin. This is Austin, Round Rock, Buda, Kyle, Maynard.
If I put a camper underneath one of those bridges, I could sell it at this point.
No, you wouldn't have to sell it. There'd be a bunch of people staying there.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. And, hey, you may live in a $700,000 house. I live under a $7 million bridge.
That's right. I did see that sign the other day. That was classic. He did get my money.
The one thing that people don't even realize, the median home price in Austin. Now, median means half the houses sell above and half the houses sell below. Okay? The median home price has jumped almost 20% this month.
20%. So what is it at now?
It's $365,000.
And that has to do a lot with, I mean, obviously paying over. Now, I don't know. I mean, they're paying over appraisal price. Does that change the market, obviously?
It's two things, really. The biggest one that is that the houses in that 200 to 250 range, they're just not out there.
Right.
So there's not a lot of houses. So people are being forced to buy. Somebody's looking for a $300,000 house. They're just kind of being forced to buy a $400,000 house because there's not one there.
Tough luck. You're buying a
And so it's not, we look at it like 19%. We say appreciation, but it's really not true appreciation. This area, true appreciation is somewhere around 8%, which is huge.
8% is solid.
Yeah. You know,
so we're still at 13%?
Yes. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, the 1%
I say that
month,
like that's
you know, but the true actual appreciation from bottom to top is somewhere around the 8% when you stack it in. They just don't really calculate that because they use the median and things like that different. So the actual number of what I bought my house for and what year is around 8%. So again, you know, you bought a $400,000 house, you sell it for $432,000.
It's insane.
In a year from now.
So supply and demand is dictating that the prices are going to go up until we have more inventory.
Yes. And we did finally, in my opinion, get our first piece of good news is that listings are up 5% this month over last year. So
people are finally saying, I got to go.
Yeah.
I can't wait any longer.
It's kind of like, you know, it's 5 a.m. at the casino and you just got a big old stack of chips and you're feeling good, but you're like, dang it, I just got to cash out.
Right. I'm tired.
You know,
I'm tired.
Yeah. I just got to take it because if I keep doing this, something's going to happen. And I think people are doing that. And it's a little bit out of concern because some people are concerned about the switching of the administration because that can go either way. And
right.
There's a lot, you know, so I think some people are finally putting their houses on the market and they've just been holding off.
Right. Makes sense.
And there's no real reason.
Well, people have to move. That just happens. I mean, yeah, they have jobs other places, that happens. That's normal. But it's not going to slow down. Like I said, Oracle, NASDAQ, everything's coming this way. NASDAQ obviously won't be in Austin, per se. I think Dallas area, right? But nonetheless, Texas. But Oracle them coming to Austin is not going to give us a break in the market. No. They're not a small company.
No. I mean, you got to think the
Elon's just bought another factory or something in Pflugerville. So he's growing. He's going to go past the walls of just doing the trucks here. He's going to do some of the SpaceX stuff here in Texas, near Brownsville, but some of the offices is going to be here. And then who knows what he's building over there. I think he's found a new home. And so we have two of the richest people in America in Austin.
Yes.
With Amazon and Elon Musk.
And, you know, with Bezos. Elon, his benefit to the area hasn't even started yet.
No.
I mean, because they just put the foundation down on his factory. So
he's going to dig tunnels. He's a tunnel digger. So I mean, I think that's going to be starting here as well.
Yeah. And, you know, it's going to keep the construction jobs going well, which will then keep pressure on the housing market because, you know, would you rather work on a tunnel or would you rather work on a house? The tunnel pays more, things like that. So, you know, there's the labor market is very tight right now, as in it's just hard to find people because, you know, you have to pay with the new, they're talking about a new stimulus package.
That's a tough one to say.
Yeah, I couldn't even get that word out. Stimulus package, which is going to put a little bit of strain on that, you know, lower income area because once they add that money back to the unemployment, things like that, then you have to pay more than that to get them out of unemployment.
Sure.
So it's raised the job market in the Austin area. You know, 2 months ago, I couldn't get people to, you know, I'm like, you know, hey, I got six more weeks. I'm going to make a lot more money than you're going to pay me. So, you know, it's hard to pull people back into the market, but now people are starting to come back into the market, which is very nice. So there's lots of positive things going as far as to understand that this run is going to continue.
So FC soccer or football, whatever you want to call it, they made a good choice because they're gonna have a good group of people to watch. We might even get a football team soon or a basketball team with all these people moving in.
Yeah. Yes.
That'd be kind of cool, actually. That's been a dream of mine since I was a little boy. Austin's going to be a lot different in 10 more years.
You know, and that's the funny thing. I was telling somebody, they asked, well, are we at the top of the market? And I'm like, no.
Yes,
I mean,
and no.
No. I mean, you're at the top, but you're at the top of the market today. Yeah. Not in a year from now, you know, and this is what we talked about before.
Right.
If you listened to Oleg a year ago and didn't buy a house a year ago, you're spending $32,000 more this year than last year.
And it's going to be worse next year.
Yeah. You know,
but it's still, like we said, the interest rates are still good. So it's actually a great time to buy.
The government is still putting money into the mortgage rates to keep them low. They tell us that they're putting about $40 billion, right? They're not. They're putting like $33 billion a week, almost 100.
Wow.
And I don't understand why they're advertising or they're reporting one thing and they're doing another thing when you break it down. But they're definitely keeping the rates low, and it seems like they're trying to drive inflation, but it's having the exact opposite. Japan has been trying to raise inflation for years, but they keep buying their rates down, just like what we're doing, quantitative easing. It came from Japan. And it hasn't worked for them in 20 years, but for some reason, we keep seeming to keep doing it. The only thing it's going to do is keep the interest rates low. So until they stop that, the interest rates are going to stay low.
They're going to stay low.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to read through the lines. Is that a positive or a negative thing? It's a positive thing for us getting low interest rates, but what's the end game on that?
You know, it's spending the money is when you ask if it's good or bad, it's spending the money that really doesn't need to be spent. This was a great opportunity for them to get out of that in the last year, and they just didn't. They pulled back, but they never got out of it. And this was an excellent opportunity. When we started this, it was one of those things where, you know, it was a hand up that became a handout. And they just could never get off of it.
So we're kind of in a spiral, but it's a good spiral for us.
Yes. As far as for a consumer, you take advantage of it because once they stop putting this money into it, which will be – and right now they've said it looks like 2023 is kind of their target date to stop. So, you know, we're still two more years away. When they do stop putting the money into it, the market will move up because there's just less money to go into it.
Right.
And it'll have to. But we're not there yet. They said they're going to stay till 2023. Next one said, I can – in my opinion, you see out about 6 to 8 months for sure. Mm-hmm. I have a for sure opinion at far out, and I am for sure that this greater Austin area market is going to stay where it's at in this direction for sure through the late spring, early summer.
Yeah, I don't see it slowing down.
Yeah, and so if you're interested, don't miss the opportunity.
Right.
You should get into a home now.
Call you at?
Yeah. Oh, you can call me. You can call me at 855-299-HOME, or you can go to the website, which is loansfromtroy.com. So you've been listening to Troy and Wyatt, the home team. If you have any questions, again, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME, and we will see you in just a minute.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Talk 1370.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. And Wyatt, they can obviously reach out to you on the Facebook.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's at the Home Team 512 on the Facebook. You know, this is a segment that is dedicated all about money. And most of the time we talk about expenses.
Right.
Why they're bad.
Right.
You know, how America in general, we worry too much about keeping up with the Joneses, and mm-hmm. so we buy things that we don't need or mm-hmm. we don't want. Or
why am I in debt? Yeah. Why can't I afford a house?
And then complain that right. it's time to retire and they're not ready.
It's because your $5,000 a year coffee habit.
Ooh. Well, we broke that down. Yeah, people are like, what? $5,000? Yeah. And just think, $5,000, and that doubles every 7 years. I mean, if you didn't drink coffee and you just put that money in an account.
Or made your own at home.
Yeah.
And I don't know that's $5,000. I think it was like it came out to like $3,500.
No,
still,
it was close to five. I mean, it's $5.12 a day.
Yeah.
Times five.
Well, that's not if you're getting the extra stuff.
Times, yeah. That's the, we're just talking coffee. Yeah. I mean, we're not even talking about, you know, white chocolate peppermint mocha with extra whip.
Yeah, with a scone, please.
And a skinny.
Right.
And yeah, we're not talking about any of that, you know. And so, you know, sometimes people have gone so far in the wrong direction that they just can't get out.
Well, they don't even, because at that point, you're like, I don't even know where to start.
Right. They just look up one day.
And, it's a lot, because there's a lot of small pieces that you're not thinking about, and you have to break them apart.
Yeah.
And then you just attack each one of them one by one.
Yeah. I just had a consultation with someone about finances and stuff like that, and I've been working on their finances for almost 3 months, paying their bills, bringing their stuff in, taking care of all the stuff for them. And so finally I got everything under control. I got all the stuff switched to like the pay and everything else so that they could see exactly how much they're paying every single month. And so I broke it all down for them. And, for them to live and pay their bills with what they're spending right now, at the end of the month, they have to borrow $52 to live.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm like, you are currently spending $52 more than you're bringing in.
Than you have.
Yeah. Because, what happens is that people, they'll have 5 credit cards, and so they'll spend this little bit here, a little bit there, and they'll spread it out amongst all the credit cards, but then they won't pay them off. Like, oh, $1,000 of this one, $2, I'll pay $400 this one, $600, I'll pay what I can afford.
Right.
And they never realize that they're in this cycle of spending more than they make. Because
robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, they don't realize they're taking money out of the right pocket, and putting it in the left pocket of the bill man. That's all they're doing.
Yeah.
And so by setting it up to where you do your bills one day a month, every bill, it takes a while because you have to pay ahead on some, and things like that.
Right, this is where you're paying, yeah.
But you do it on one day. And so when you sit down, but at the end of that day, if you don't have money to put in savings, it gives you a very, very, very bad feeling.
Right.
And so.
So it's almost like it's designed so you don't know how much you're spending. Right? Like there's some smart guy out there that says, I'm going to give this guy 5 credit cards, maybe.
Well, I think when the debit card made it so easy for you to just grab money out of your checking account, you never even noticed. I mean, the debit card, in my opinion, is the worst.
Really?
The worst.
I use my debit card, not the credit card. I'm pretty good with it.
Well,
I don't write checks. You write checks still?
No, so what I do is I spend everything on one credit card, and then I pay it off at the end of the month.
Okay.
And so I pay one bill.
So you like, so you're a miles guy too.
Well, though. It's not.
You like the miles. You could fly around the world like 5 times now.
Well, we've been in lockup for almost a year. Yes, I have a lot of miles. It's just that so I know when my month gets out of order because the bill comes due, and I'm like, ooh, that was, I might spend a little bit too much this month. Yeah. That's why I do that. But it took me a while. I had to get everything paid off. I mean,
and you can get you can get credit card companies or certain companies. Maybe not credit card companies, but like your auto loan stuff. They can switch the dates for you a little bit too.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like I said, you just pay early.
Pay early.
Yeah. You just kind of set it all up. Like if it's due on the 10th and you're doing your bills, you just set it up to where, you figure out to make it paid on the 5th, things like that. Like I said, it takes a few months.
I like that. Pay it all on the same day. Cause that's, that's the annoying part of having, 5 different days that you have to, put money out and just do it all at once.
Yeah. And if you wrote $100 on Thursday and $200 on Friday and, $78 on Sunday and, $250 on Monday, it's not a big deal. Well, if you write $4,000 on Thursday, you're like, whoa.
We are not going out tonight.
Yes.
We are going to be having rice and beans, and you're going to love it.
Yeah, and that's the thing that, some people have just gone, once you've gone too far, there's not a lot of ways to get out of it.
There's other ways to save money right now, which is an opportunity that people should not pass up. And you were talking about that.
Yeah.
But is refinancing.
Absolutely. You have to think if you bought your house 18 months ago, your interest rate was close to 4%, right? And that's a
just
great
18 months.
That's 4%, a great rate.
I remember that came out. Everybody's like, dude, it's down to 4%.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's amazing. This won't happen ever again. Then it keeps on going down.
Yep. And if you refinance now, your rate could be in the twos.
Twos.
And
I've seen sub two with a 10-year fixed.
If you do it right, it could be in the ones.
That's insane.
Now that's very rare.
It's like someone giving away money.
Yes. But it really is because once you fall below 2, you're actually
beating the bank.
You're beating the bank because they're not catching up with inflation. But it's only going to be like a 5 or 10 year loan. And, again, that's very hard to pay a $400,000 house in 5 or 10 years. How many people can do that?
I can do that.
Yeah.
I'm just playing.
That kind of.
I need like a 50-year fix. Is there such a thing?
Yeah. Right. There used to be a 40 year, but that's all gone. You know, but so yes. And so you can, you know, if you do it right, you pay your home off in the first 10 days of the month. You don't have to make that payment because it's not late until the 15th.
Sure.
Right. And then your next payment's not due for another month. So you could skip 2 months payments.
So you're going to save a little money there.
Right.
And let's if you're kind of rough payments, right now. Yeah.
Your payment's $2,200. That's $4,200 that you're not going to pay because you refinance the home.
Put it on credit cards. Get those down.
Bam. You could pay. You should be able to pay something off.
Buy a canoe. Just kidding.
Buy a sailboat. Buy and go sailboat. Sink it in the lake.
Don't start that story again.
You know, hey, guys, if you have a sailboat, before you sink it, make sure you take off the license number on there. Because apparently they can track you down. They don't even have to go get the boat. Okay. They can see it from
long
the
story
water.
Short, just get a bill of sale. If you sell anything to anyone else, get a bill of sale, which I did, and it was a friend. Sunk the boat, and I got in trouble. We don't want to talk about it anymore. Yeah. Let's move on.
Yeah, and so back to finances. So again, you can save. You can save.
That's awesome.
You know, let's just say it's $2,200. You don't spend this month or next month. That's $4,400. You should be able to pay something off.
Right.
You know, but then you're probably saving $200 a month. Right.
Wow.
And so here's what America does. Right. So I skip 2 months, and I'm saving $200 a month. Well, I go out and buy a jet ski, and it's only $200, so I'm spending the same amount.
Right.
And I need $4,400 down payment on it, so there. So they refinance to save all this money, and then they go blow it, and they fill it.
It's game plan. You have to have a plan and ending what you're trying to achieve. If you want financial freedom, a new house, be it your kids going through college, whatever it means. I know you're not sending your kids to college. You've already said that.
Yeah, they're sending themselves.
They better get good grades and take care of it.
Yeah, nobody paid for my school.
That's right. That's right. But no, you know what? You're a good dad. You're teaching them good things. But
you listening, Colton?
Yeah. He said, Colton, this one's for you. But anyway, regardless of that, you have to have a plan, because if you don't, then that jet ski makes sense.
Right.
If you know what I'm saying? Like, fun makes sense, you know, if you don't have an end game.
Yeah, and, you know, and you just have to decide, because make no mistake, the government is not going to take care of you in your twilight years. I know that you're being led to believe this right now, but there's just not enough money out
Social
there.
Social Security one day is not going to exist.
You know, what we really, unfortunately, this is horrible to say, what we need is hyperinflation. We need like 3 or 4 years, like 10-12% inflation, so that we can kind of and just pay down a lot of that debt.
Right.
You know, but, you know, we'll have bread lines and all sorts of other
things. Yeah, we don't need that.
Yeah, so it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, so one can't take care of the other, you know.
Right.
But you relying on someone else, there's this, right now, there's this shift where you should rely on someone else. There's this thing where people are telling you this, and no, you shouldn't rely on someone else. Why? Because they're not invested in your life,
right?
Like you're invested in your life,
right?
You know, if you've ever gone somewhere and gotten in line to get something from somebody that's paid by the hour to help you, and they're not paid very well,
right,
do they really seem to care?
And we have this thing called change of guard. We have different presidents that come along, and different in different you know, houses, different congresses, and things change. So if you're relying on that, I mean, you're not going to, don't worry right now. If you have been, you're going to be fine, but it's better off to take care of yourself.
Yes. You should always take care of yourself. You get the opportunity to take care of yourself, not anyone. Don't rely on someone else. You do these things. And it starts with knowing every penny you spend in a month. And by spending it on one credit card and paying that credit card off every single month, that's the first painful lesson, because, you know, you're like, wow, you mean I spent, you know, $2,000 at convenience stores this month, you know? I mean, that would hurt somebody.
Right.
You know? I mean, I made someone write it all down one time. And after 2 weeks, he's like, I can't do this anymore. I'm like, why? He goes, because it's making me sick to my stomach how much money I've wasted on restaurants and convenience stores.
Right.
I'm like, this is only 2 weeks, dude. You got two more weeks to go. We were really going to see how bad you are.
You might not pick up the tab for everyone at the restaurant next time.
And you know, some people spend more at the end of the month than they do at the beginning, too.
Right. The next bar go, you won't say, hey, you know what? This round's on me.
You know, and here's the thing, too, that I think a lot of people don't understand is that, you know, we all have obsessive compulsive behaviors. We all have issues. Every person has issues.
It's the first time I've ever met you had issues.
We all have issues.
You have
issues? And how we deal with our issues is different.
Right. No, true.
And some people spend money.
Some people eat. Some people drink.
Some people eat. Some people drink. But a lot, and I say some, most people's, their financial habits are filling a hole. For most people I've dealt with, they've got a void in their life, and they buy things. They buy things for their grandkids or their kids, or you know, that they don't want or they don't need. Why? Because it makes them feel good. Because they're buying for them because they felt like they've done them wrong.
Right.
You know, parenting.
All these years I've been able to do anything for them. Now I can and I will do it.
Yeah. You know, I was gone when my kids were growing up. So let me spend money on my grandkids. You know, and you can never parent from guilt, because that's when you make those financial mistakes. And that's what you need to understand. So make sure you're right inside as well.
I don't have any kids. I can't blame it on them.
You know, but everyone, you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. We hope you've enjoyed what you've heard today. If you have any questions about anything we've said, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com. Give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach us on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
And that's at The Home Team 512. And we'll see you in just a minute.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Having trouble hearing us on 1370 AM?
You've got to hear this.
Catch Talk 1370 in crystal clear HD and 95.5 HD2.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to Wyatt and Troy with The Home Team. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream.
What happened to your dream?
You missed it.
What was the
Wyatt and Troy show.
You did get it.
I did.
You made it. I did. I was sitting here reading my statistics on Abor. You call it the Wyatt. Hey, yep. Is that my Christmas present?
That is. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
You know, and the reason why is everything is so amazing right now, Wyatt. Everything.
Your life is good?
Yeah, everything.
All right.
You know, we don't have to listen to the news anymore. Which is nice.
I haven't stopped listening to the news like a month ago.
You know,
2 months ago.
You know, appreciation is, let me rephrase that. Median sales price is up by 19%, which is probably around a 12% appreciation in real, honest to goodness, hard-earned dollars.
Right.
Closed sales are up 23%. Okay, so let's stop and think about this for just a second. The housing market has 20 to 30% less homes available
than
this time last year, but somehow managed to sell 23% more than last year.
That's amazing.
That's impressive, right?
It's amazing.
So our inventory is down to less than a month.
Part of that is new homes.
Yes.
Right?
Well, not the ABOR. ABOR does not count those numbers.
Didn't count that. Yeah, so these numbers are different from all the new homes out there that are being sold.
Yes. So they just basically just pretty much they sold everything available.
Yeah.
You know, realtors are out there and they see a for sale sign. They're showing five people the house.
Less than a month.
Yeah.
Less than a month of inventory.
Yeah. And and it's funny, you know, we've gone over the numbers and I've gone over this before, but even though houses are upwards of $80,000 more this year,
right,
your monthly expense is still less.
Less. And so I had a friend call me. He's like, man, I really want to jump on this this bandwagon. I was looking to buy a house. This is this year I was going to do it. And then all this stuff happened. And, you know, he's kind of down now. And I was like, you know, actually, it's still a great time to buy. You need to get with your loan officer and ask him what the payments actually would be, because it's actually a better time to buy than it was last year, even with the price of house being up. And we've talked about that many a times. But why is it again? One more time.
Well, the interest rate is 1.5%+ less to this year than it was last year. 1.5%. I mean, that allows a house to go up $80,000 with taxes and everything, and you still spend less per month by about $79. We broke it down a couple weeks ago. You know, I have the numbers, but we broke it down a couple weeks ago, and it was almost $69 and some change was the exact number on an $80,000 house increase. So, so the, you know, the biggest, I've missed the market. It's too, I can't buy anything. What am I going to do? You know, everybody's like, well, if I sell my house, I have to buy something. It's not the, you know, it is the price,
right,
but it's not the price.
Right.
Because if you're still spending less per month, but the same amount is going towards your house. So you're still knocking the value down. Or does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes complete sense. So, I mean, if anything, it's I mean, not leaps and bounds better than last year, but it is better than last year. It's definitely not worse than last year.
Oh, no.
And so the next problem people are having right now, which is, you know, well, great and all, I'm selling my house for, you know, top dollar. Now I'm gonna have to go buy something else, you know, a lot more expensive. So at the seller house, they can't find another house. That's the big worry, right? And so you don't have to do that because you can actually get pre-qualified with you.
Yep. Yep. And then go to loansfromtroy.com, click apply now.
Apply now.
And put all your information in, and then somebody on my team will reach out to you and give you a call and go over everything and tell you what you qualify for on a monthly payment wise.
But then you go look for a house, right? And it might be an 8 to 9 month it might be. It could be a hard process to find your house. But don't worry about selling your house until then, because really, you're going to put your house on the market and it'll be sold in how many days?
Well, it will be sold in 3 days, according to this.
3 days?
Yes.
3 days it'll be sold. So really, you don't have to worry about anything. You know, if you want to go move to a new home, go look for one.
Yeah.
Put a contract on it. You get it. Sell your house. You'll be done.
You know, and it's funny is that this housing market, as good as it is, and I mean, when I say good, I'm talking about all the financial numbers, the appreciation, the sell, the turn, you know, the
good for us or good for everyone?
Just it's good as it is for everyone. It still takes a little bit of intestinal fortitude to get through it.
Intestinal fortitude.
No military term right
there. I like that. Yeah.
You know, it's not for the weak, you know, because you may have to put 6 or 7 offers on 6 or 7 different houses. You may have to bid more. It is not for somebody that's just kind of like, I'm thinking about buying a house. No, you either really want to buy a house or you don't. I mean,
if you're about to have a kid and you need a bigger house, or you're one of the people from Oracle or, you know, Tesla that are coming in town that has to have a house, It's definitely more than doable. It's definitely possible. Mm-hmm. You just have to put up a little bit more negotiations, we'll call it, than normal.
Yes. I mean, you know, Colton went out, put an offer on a house, was beat out, and was like, that's it. I'm out of the house market.
I'm done.
It's not for me.
I'll just wait.
I'm just like, come on, man.
Hey, man.
You know, keep going.
Intestinal fortitude.
Yes.
I'm going to use that.
Turn. Yes.
All right.
I don't really know where it comes from or why we said it.
But it makes sense to me.
But that's what we said.
Yeah.
Yes. But it is. This housing market is not for the timid at all.
Yeah.
You've got to go out there and get punched around a little bit.
Well, and you say you have to get punched around. You're going to have a highly qualified realtor, to which you can get a hold of Troy at Troy. How do they get a hold of you?
At loansfromtroy.com.
And
set them up with an excellent realtor in whatever area they're looking
professional at. Professional is very important right now, especially with all the negotiations going on. Not a time for you to go out there and do it on your own. Get someone who knows what they're doing, both on the loan side and on the real estate side.
Yeah, you know, and one of the new build specialists, his name is Brandon Reyes from the Price Team. I told him I'd give him a shout out today. So, hey, Brandon.
From the Price Team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, look him up.
Okay.
He's an excellent realtor, especially if you're looking at new homes.
Okay, I like it. And that's one of many that we can get you in touch with. But also, let's go back to the importance of, if you actually going to go look for a house right now, we've said it a million times, let's go over it one more time for people who may have not heard it, what the importance of getting pre-qualified is.
Right. Well, you know, you have to think, because every house is getting multiple bids, pretty much. Any house that is not grotesquely overpriced, and what I mean by grotesquely, I'm talking like $50,000 or more overpriced. If they're priced somewhere in the market, they're getting at least two to three bids.
Well, I'm hearing upwards of like 20.
Right. But I'm trying to be,
not to scare them.
Yeah,
right. Not to scare them.
Under promise, over deliver.
Follow.
And so let's just say there's at least three. But there's three people sitting in line to be looked at on this house, the listing agent is going to scrub those three pre-qualification letters. So when he talks to his client, the seller, he's going to say, hey, this one right here will net you the most money. This one has a higher sales price, but they're asking for a lot more in closing costs. This one over here does not have a pre-qualification qualification letter, so we don't even know if he's been seen by a mortgage person. So
he's
going
to offer cash, but
you know, if it's not cash. He's asking for a mortgage, and I got no pre-qualification letter, so I don't know if he can really buy.
Okay.
So let's go back and look at these other two. Right. That's what they're going
to
say.
This guy might mess up, you know, the process, and then we have to start all over. Yeah. We have to hit this market right now. And
Yeah. You know, and it's funny that as hot as the market is, if a house comes off the market for some reason, it still puts a little stain on it. You know, a realtor's like, well, I don't know. The house was under contract for about 20 days and it went out of contract.
Right. Like, what's wrong with it?
You know, maybe,
what they just find in inspections?
Maybe there's something wrong, you know. But really, the buyer just didn't qualify. You know, it's no big deal. The seller just, you know, the seller just made a wrong choice.
And would it be a point to them to do a pre-qualified as well? Because they probably are purchasing a house like we just discussed earlier and they need to get rid of that house.
Yes.
They need to move into the other house. They don't need two payments.
Right.
They need to get this thing sold. They don't have time to wait. So pre-qualification, they're going to go with that before they would something else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and so, you know, so there are tricks to the trade when it comes to making offers. First of all, I still have some people like, oh, we're going to offer 10% below list price. I'm like, no.
Well, why?
You know, it's funny to me. If you're going to go to the doctor's office and you're going to sit down, you're going to pay your copay, and you're going to sit down, and the doctor's going to walk in, and you're going to say, hey, so I have the flu. I'm going to need you to go ahead and give me a shot. I want to get the steroid shot with the Z-Pack and everything. Are you going to do that to your doctor?
No.
Right? You're not going to tell your doctor how to doctor you.
I did bid out my surgery once. I was in construction.
But that's okay. Bidding out, that's okay.
It was at $38,000. I bid it all the way down to $8,000.
But when you lay down on that table, are you going to say, okay, now the incision needs to go down the muscle, not across the muscle? And when you open, are you going to do that to your doctor?
No, absolutely not.
All right, so if you—
Because most of the time I'm knocked out.
If you're going in front of the magistrate for whatever reason,
Why are we bringing this up right now?
Because
I'm just kidding.
I'm laying out my argument.
I got a little nervous. I thought that you maybe knew an old story of mine or something.
Right. We won't even talk about the boat. But if you're going in front of the magistrate and you've got your lawyer sitting next to you, are you going to stand up and start arguing your case, or are you going to let the lawyer do this for you?
Most certainly, the lawyer.
So you're not going to lawyer for your lawyer?
No.
All right. So why? Because they're professional services.
And you have to have trust in them.
You pay them to do a job for you.
Right.
The real estate agent is your professional service. So if they tell you, don't make a bid 10% below value, listen to them. If they tell you, hey, somewhere around 10,000 over is what's going to win this house.
And they do know, because they've been doing it with their other clients probably 20 times, and they have to grin and bear it and say, yes, sir, because you are the client.
Yeah, you're the client. And no, so, I'm doing it my way.
Okay, and you're like, okay, I'm going to put in for 10%, you know, and because they want to keep your business. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard to say, well, sir, we're not going to get this house, but I'll go ahead and do it.
Right, yes.
And then sure enough, you'll not get the house. And after the second one, usually the client goes, oh, wait a minute. So how much do we need to offer?
Yeah. You know, and you may have saved
yourself
some
time.
You know?
Save yourself some time.
You know, if you're going to take on the services of a professional, you should use them.
Right.
You know, and listen to them.
Listen to them.
You know, it's funny all the time. You know, I go into these situations, and sometimes I've done a lot of research, but I still go in and I'm like, hey, what do you think?
Right.
You know, tell me why we should go this way so I understand, you know.
But that's why you get a professional realtor as well.
Correct.
Right? I mean, not saying that some
now,
of those.
I got to admit, if you have your cousin who just got his license last week going to go ahead and open up a door for you, maybe you should be your own realtor at that point.
Right.
I'm just saying. Maybe
or do some research, because, you know, let them know, because you're going to learn eventually. But in negotiations during this time right now, and how to present your client. And the best light that you have a better chance is important right now.
Yes, you know, and that's the thing. You know, there are, with any professional service out there, the more you've been in that field, the better you're going to be.
Right.
Such as, you know, being a mortgage loan officer.
Right.
You know, almost 20 years. You know, I've done this a lot.
Wee.
I know, right? Mace, I've never, I'm like, oh, I'm 2 decades. I'm in three.
Thank goodness they have an elevator into this office. You
have to walk different decades.
Yeah, wow.
So, yeah. You know, and so that's something that's very important, that you should make sure, you know, the experience matters.
Right.
Experience matters with anything in life.
Always.
You know, just like, you know, your Texas Fighting Aggies, they'll have an inexperienced quarterback next year at quarterback. So who knows what they're going
to
be.
What's going to happen to
you've been listening to the home team with Wyatt and Troy. If you have any questions about anything we say today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to us on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
At the Home Team 512, and we'll see you in just a minute.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to the Troy and Wyatt Home Team. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com or give us a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream.
American dream.
You like the way, you know?
I did like that.
I did
you're,
that.
You're trying some new ones. I like that.
I did that Rush Limbaugh pause for dramatic effect. And it didn't really sound any different
to me. It sounded good to me.
Gotcha.
That's all that matters, right?
Yeah, there's no golden mic here.
There's no golden mic.
Right, right. So, you know.
One day. Yes. One day, Troy. Right. One day. Well, we're excited. It's holidays, you know, we're about to go spend some time with all our families and stuff for whatever reason.
And spread the COVID.
No, we are not spreading the COVID.
Oh, sorry.
Actually, you know, our families, we're dumbing it down a little bit this year and doing, you know, and that's by my dad's choice. But, you know, hey, you know, that's what we're doing.
You know, it's a unique year in that we have, you know, a lot of people have had excellent economic years. A lot of people have had bad economic years.
Right.
And a lot of people have had good family years because, you know, they've gotten closer to
the family. Gotta spend time.
A lot of people have had bad family years,
yeah,
you know.
That's the because, unfortunate other you know, side of the coin.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's really, you know, you learn more about your family this year than you've ever learned.
Family and friends. Yeah. Right. Yeah. You do.
Yeah.
But it's helped out a lot of marriages and ruined some others. But, you know, it depends on what side of the coin you're on. And hopefully if you're on the other side that you get back to the positive side here real soon.
Absolutely.
And that's our hopes for everyone out there. But that being said, is we have a lot of spending going on right now. It is the season to put that credit card down or that debit card down or that sock of cash money. Sock of cash money.
Yeah. That's old school. I'm just gonna let that one just float out there and just
I didn't want to say it because you can give me a hard time for not putting it into, you know, whatever. No, but it's not to overspend. This is the time right now. We've had some time. A lot of people have saved some money because they're not going on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been traveling as much. Mm-hmm. So they have more money to spend. This is the time that you put it towards something else and not necessarily make it a bigger Christmas.
You know, we've talked about this before too. You know, most of the time when I'm helping people with their finances, I have found that the reason why their finances are out of whack is one of two reasons. One, they were never taught anything about money. You know, just their parents didn't, you know, teach them anything about money. And the other one is that they have a hole, some sort of emotional hole, and they fill it with buying or spending.
Or spending. You know, spending on themselves or buying for others.
Or buying for others, you know. Yeah. I call it, you know, parenting by guilt. You know, it's like, I had to work late last night, so let me buy them.
Here's a new video game.
Yeah, you know, let me buy them a video. You know, it's something like that.
Right.
You know, and so it kind of comes to the same thing at Christmas time as well. You know, some people feel like they haven't been the
It's been a tough year for everyone. They deserve them, you know.
And so it's like, you know, and so they spend more than they should.
Right.
And,
on that Nerf gun that they're going to use three times and then put it into the corner.
You know, a Nerf gun is a really good expense.
Actually, I'm with you on that one.
You know,
get
the battery-powered one with the multiple magazines.
You're suggesting they do that. Are you?
I love Nerf guns.
Okay, all right, okay. So out of all the things you can buy in the world, that's where you're gonna waste your money. And extra Nerf darts, too. You have to have those when you get it.
I mean, when my boys were in their 8 and 12 years old, we had thousands of bullets around the house.
And then you find them in the most random places too, right?
Yeah, you know, but I think that's an excellent gift because if you play it with your child, now if you just give a couple Nerf guns and send them outside to play with their friends, you're not building that thing.
Right.
But playing with your, you know, 6 to 10 year old playing, you know, that's a lot of fun.
Boy, times have changed because we used to shoot each other with BB guns.
and blow guns. I still have a story where I had to pull a blow dart out of my head.
We've got to that age now. Yeah.
You know, but that's a good, you know, but so, you know, again, you should not feel guilty or feel like you're relieving guilt when you're buying a Christmas present. That leads to overspending, buying things that are unnecessary, stuff like that. You know,
and also you have buyer's remorse too, because like, oh wow, because you get out there. I do the same. I love getting presents for other people. It just makes me happy.
Yes.
So I have to stop. I have to stop myself and give myself a budget to do it.
Yes.
Sometimes in my life it's been easy because I didn't have much to spend. You know. So, but if you have excess this year, and hopefully a lot of people out there do, and that's our hopes. And you maybe have overspent already, There's other options too to help you pay for that. What else can they do?
Well, you know, like I said, if it's too late, you know, you've listened to this too late.
Everyone's got a new car in your family,
you know, yeah.
Right? There's a couple jet skis that go behind them.
You know, and you got 10,000 Nerf guns.
And if that's the case, I want to give you my email address. You can get a hold of me because I want to become part of your family.
Yeah, you know, one of the things you can do is that with what's happened in the real estate market over the last 3 years,
right,
is that the values of these homes have appreciated so much,
right,
that you can reset your credit debt by doing what's called a Texas home cash out loan.
So you can get money back for some of the equity you put in. Not all of it, but
right,
but just do some of it.
Texas has the most restrictive cash out homes.
So would now than
any state.
Now, if you did that, let's say you're at a 2 point or 3 point something percent interest rate, and you did a cash out, is it also kind of a refi as well?
Yes, you're refinancing your house.
So you're getting at a lower rate, but you can also get some cash out as well.
Right.
So you can save money both ways.
Yes. You know, and so one of the things is that you'll refinance your home loan plus whatever you need for spending. You can either take that as cash in your pocket, or you can have your credit cards paid off at closing.
You might have just done the opposite of telling people not to spend. They're probably like, you know what? I wasn't planning on spending anything. I'm calling Troy, and I'm getting a cash out. Hun, what color car do you want?
You know, it is past Christmas at this point, so we're good there, you know. Unless you're, you know, unless you have the multiple, you know, Christmas, New Year's like I do.
Right. Oh, yeah, well, most families do, right?
Split families, right, yeah, right. Yeah. You know, but yeah, so if it's too late and you've kind of gone too far, we can reset your credit debt, your house debt, lower your payment. We can do a lot of things. And then once we reset you back to the default, you know, no debt status, or really close, then we can teach you how to not to do it again.
Right.
You know, it's not so much, you know, everybody falls in every aspect of the life.
You know, even you?
Everybody.
What?
Oh, dude, I've fallen more than anybody else.
I've ran into more than a couple doors.
Yeah, you know, and so one of the greatest commercials ever done, in my opinion, was the one with Michael Jordan when he's walking down the hallway and all he does is talk about every time he's failed in his life.
Most certainly.
He just walks down this hallway and he walks in and he's like, I've been entrusted with the game-winning shot 72 times, 29 times I've missed. He goes, I've failed over and over and over again.
Right, he's got to keep on making that shot.
He goes, and that is why I've succeeded.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, and some people, you know, we have this false sense of perfectionism in our society.
Our need to be perfect.
You know, you know, you look on Facebook and, you know, these people have the perfect lives and everything else. And then you go over to meet them.
He's got back from Cabo.
Yeah, and you go over to see them and they're literally in the backyard with, like, you know, sticks beating each other, you know.
Right, yeah. You present the best person online.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, so.
Or you talk to a whole city while you're in Cabo. I don't know.
Right.
Mayor Adler.
Yeah.
Let's play it.
And, you know, so that's, you know, and go to saveaustinnow.com.
Yeah.
But that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, so that's one of the things is that you should definitely understand that there's no need to be perfect. It's okay to make mistakes, you know.
And by minimally. Yeah. You know, the thing is I think most kids like you to be around.
Yep.
Period. And presents are great. So, you know, my dad always loved it. And he would almost put himself into debt. Mm-hmm. Because he loved Christmas so much. But he's pretty good with money, so it was never too much.
Yeah, you know, and if you do it well, you've saved Christmas throughout the year, you know?
Right.
You know, with it, part of your monthly budget can include Christmas savings.
But so they can do a cash out pretty easy, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, you all this hubbub about houses and, you know, we talked about, you know, the last segment, you know, doing cash out probably, what, still 30 days?
Yeah, you know, appraisals are taking a little bit longer, but still right around 30.
So are you getting appraisals on a cash out?
That is a Texas law. So if you're doing a cash out, but the state of Texas requires, because the system will give you a waiver because of the value may just automatically appear to be correct. The system will give you a waiver, but the Texas A6 code will not allow it.
So they won't allow automated value models.
No.
It has to be an actual physical person that goes out there.
Yeah. And that's just the state of Texas. Like I said, the state of Texas has some of the most restrictive home equity laws out there, but you know, it's protected us because you have to think in 2008 when other states like California, you know, we called them all the sand states, it kind of just collapsed because of their home equity laws. Texas just kind of fell a little, you know.
Fell back and then
2010, you know, late 2008 we fell to early 2010 we got back up because we didn't put our house values out there too far other states did.
So lesson learned, it's not going to change anytime soon because it's been proven to help.
Correct. And, you know, one of the things, so used to, this is a fact that's kind of new, is that used to, once you did a cash out, for the rest of the time you own that home, it was, no matter what, it was a cash out loan. So, you have to have 20% equity to do a cash out in the state of Texas.
Okay.
And in 2000, if you did a cash out in 2008, the rates were around sixes, right?
Okay.
And then the rates fell into the threes in 2010, but your house value fell too.
Yeah.
You could not take advantage of it because you didn't have the 20% equity anymore.
Makes sense.
Right.
So you have to have 20% equity. That's a good thing to say out there.
And that's after cash out. That's a home loan, closing costs, and cash back to you cannot be more than 80% of the value. So if the house is worth $100,000, you owe $60,000 on the house, you know, and you have $5,000 in closing costs, the most you can get is $15,000 cash.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. You know, and so, but the state of Texas, since that 2010 issue, you know, when that was brought to them, has changed it. So now if you own your home, or you do a cash out loan, after 1 year, you can then do it's now called an anti-cash out, an F2 instead of an A6, where you can remove the cash out equity deals and take advantage of the better interest rates.
Okay.
You do have to sign a form stating that you understand you've lost all the equity values and all of the protections of an A6 loan by refinancing out of an A6 loan.
What's the benefits of doing that? If you're in need of cash quickly.
Yeah, well, benefits of just refinancing or doing cash out?
Taking all those guarantees out of the way.
Well,
is that a bad thing? It sounds like a bad thing.
Well, it is, but it isn't. So basically, the Texas cash out laws protect you when you foreclose.
Okay.
So you don't get the income statement from the IRS at the end of the year and have to pay taxes on it and stuff like that by doing the cash out, because the bank assumes all the risk at that point.
Okay.
So you don't
so they get the benefit.
Yeah, and the bank has
makes
to
sense.
Pay, you know, they can't write any of the loss off, things like that. So
there's a lot of information just went through right now. But if somebody is curious about this or thinks that maybe this might be an option for them, or they want it to be an option for them, how do they get a hold of you?
You know, it's the easiest way, of course, is loansfromtroy.com. But, you know, a lot of people like to talk. 855-299-HOME is definitely our good phone number. That's a business hour phone number, so you can always reach me there. And, you know, you can also email me at troy.manella@snmc.com.
Okay.
So those are great ways to get a hold of me. But, you know, going to loansfromtroy.com and apply now, you can do all of that. Then somebody from the team will reach out and we'll get right on it and help you out.
Perfect.
Yeah. We hope you enjoyed what you've heard. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. Give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to us on the Facebook at the Home Team 512, and we'll see you in just a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.